Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
Every Friday night at 9 o'clock, people of all ages gather around the television to watch a man in a cap and gown costume introduce a really bad movie from 50 years ago.
Greetings, students and followers of the culturally arcane, the disembodied, and the discombobulated. I am your host, Professor Fred Hopkins, and the teaching mentor, psychotronic guru of Schlock Cinema 101.
By day, Hopkins is a lawyer who helps people get out of paying big fines for traffic infractions. But in his spare time, he is the enthusiastic host of Movie Marvels, a show that runs once a week on Seattle's Community College TV channel. On this particular night, the film is Hot Rod Girl from 1953. And you think, why would I want to watch this old black and white, low-budget non-classic? Well, because Professor Fred makes it interesting. His long intro is peppered with facts about how big drag racing was in Southern California, how the female star drove her own car in the movie, and that the director went on to be involved with just about every hit TV show in the 1970s, from Wonder Woman to The Love Boat. Then there are the quizzes. This one is about Chuck Connors, who plays one of the leads in Hot Rod Girl.
What professional sport did Chuck Connors play between 1946 and 1952? And extra credit if you can identify the team he was on. And then for extra credit, what other professional sport did Chuck Connors play between 1946 and 1947?
It turns out Connors played professional baseball for the Dodgers and the Cubs, and he played briefly for the Boston Celtics. Hot Rod Girl and movies such as Attack from Space, Wasp Woman, and Ed Wood's Plan 9 from Outer Space are so loved by Hopkins because they are what he watched when he was a kid and because they dare to go places a mainstream film would never touch.
I think they've got a ring of truth, like Glenn or Glenda, Ed Wood's I Changed My Sex, his second most famous movie and one of the highest grossing independent films of all time.
Glenn has decided to tell Barbara of his dual personality. Tell her of the 90s and negligees, the sweaters and skirts, the robes and dresses, the stockings and the high-heeled shoes.
In 52, when that was written, he was suggesting that transvestites and people who may want to dress in clothes of the other sex should be able to join bowling leagues in middle America. And they should. The whole idea of kind of anybody even dealing with cross-dressing in 1952 was just amazing. And he's able to, unhampered by commercial restraints, because he's not going to make any money. So there's a fascination of seeing an actual artistic product that's unencumbered by the Hollywood commercialism.
And a lack of access to deep Hollywood pockets forced a lot of these films to get creative with special effects, or the lack thereof. Igor, Hopkins' sidekick on the show, who also goes by the name of Dean Kusha, appreciates the forced simplicity of these low-grade films.
Like Little Shop of Horrors, I think that's a great example of doing so much with so little. You know, just the feed me, the little feed me makes the movie.
Feed me! You said that. You can talk. I got a talking plant. Say it again. Feed me.
For Kusha, less is more.
It's like with Alfred Hitchcock, which is, you know, kind of related to these movies in the sense that there's the horror aspect, but the fact that you don't always see what's the most important part of the movie. You know, you just know something's back there, but it works.
You can usually watch one episode of Movie Marvels online. That's all that's available. For the full experience, you have to tune in at a specific time. Friday nights at 9 o'clock attracts the largest audience. Repeats run later.
When someone else is playing something for you, you tend to be more focused on it. I know I am. It's like if you go to a movie, you can't, like if you go to a movie theater, you can't just have the projectionist stop the movie so you can take a break. You're in there, you're in the zone for 90 minutes.
For those of you who can't get enough of this genre, you know who you are. Professor Fred Hopkins teaches a class at North Seattle Community College called Schlock Cinema 101. It has many repeat students. At the end of next month, movie Marvel fans will have their annual Halloween bash, where the entertainment will be Professor Fred and Igor's Rock Band. Of course, the tunes are inspired by the campy Hollywood rejects they so adore. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News, Seattle.
Yes, I'm here about the speed dating. I would like to do the speed dating. What is my name? Call me the vampire. How old am I? 400. I mean 400 months. 400 months. I'm around 39 years old. Am I a vegetarian? No. Do I want to go out with a vegetarian? No. I want a woman who eats a lot of meat. A woman who goes to Arby's and the Sizzler and Burger King. You know, the grill, the Burger King. That's what I want. Do I enjoy long afternoon walks? No. I'm kind of a night person. I do most of my traveling at night. Do I drink? I don't drink wine. I don't drink lattes. I don't do soy macchiatos. I don't do any of those. I just want a big woman. A woman into meat and big. And I like someone who stays up kind of late at night. And isn't too upset by the cold. I've got kind of a fixer-upper house I live in. It's kind of a little out, like way out. And I like to eat? Well, I take a bite occasionally. I do take a bite. But I would just like to meet a woman who likes to do night things. Do I go to movies? Well, I prefer the universal classic horror films. Yes, well, you will call me soon? All right. Looking forward to it. Good night.